The Washington, D.C. nonprofit American Forest based the list on surveys of urban forestry programs in the nation's 50 most populous cities. They looked at things like percentage of parkland per capita, overall forest ecosystem health, and public engagement. They wanted to reward cities that value urban trees as more than decorations, using them strategically to reduce air and water pollution, for example, and even to fight urban stress. The group's CEO, Scott Steen, says Seattle stands out for its comprehensive approach.
Seattle really came across as being a leader in many of those areas. The city has a well-articulated urban forest management plan, has clear urban canopy goals, inventory of all the trees on public land in the city, great comprehensive greening plans. So it really is a mature program.
Portland, Sacramento, and Denver are the only other cities in the West to make the cut. Some tree-heavy cities not among the top 10 are Detroit and Chicago. Seattle City Arborist Nolan Rundquist says it's great to be included.
We've been preaching that trees are more than just a pretty face for a long time. Selling the environmental benefits that we get, clean air, the clean water, people that live around trees are healthier as a result of having a good canopy.
He says Seattle is working on updating its urban forest plan with a goal of increasing the canopy so it'll cover 30% of the city by 2037. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.